Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime. Emporia State trails Pittsburgh State 40-24. Emporia State trailing by that 16-point margin, which is their largest deficit of the first half. Emporia State did have a two-point lead in the first quarter. They were tied at the end of the first quarter of play. Other scores from around the MIAA tonight at halftime. It's Central Missouri leading Northeastern State 37-26. Northwest Missouri State leading Central Oklahoma at halftime 38-36. Lincoln leading Roger State 37-28. That also is at halftime. Also going on tonight, Missouri Western is at Newman. And in that game, it's Missouri Western leading Newman at the half 40-19. Also going on tonight, Washburn is at Missouri Southern. And that game is at halftime, tied at 22. And here in Pittsburgh, it's 40-24. Pittsburgh State with the lead. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Nextech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Round up the crew for Buffet Done Your Way. Pizza Ranch is serving our favorite pizzas, the country's best chicken, cheesy ranch sticks, and more. It's a legendary taste of the Old West right here in Emporia. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. There's something for every member of the family at Pizza Ranch, so dine in today. It's Buffet Done Your Way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
40-24 is our halftime score. Pittsburgh State leading Emporia State. Again, Emporia State playing without Treasure Job and Victoria Price. Treasure out after testing positive for COVID, and Victoria out after spraining an ankle in practice this past week. So Emporia State missing their top two scorers for tonight's ball game. After tonight's game, Emporia State will travel over to Joplin for an afternoon game against Missouri Southern. And then next week, in the next four games, Emporia State will be at home. Next Wednesday, hosting Nebraska Kearney. And then on Sunday the 22nd, Fort Hays State will be in White Auditorium. The following Wednesday, Emporia State will be hosting Northeastern State. And then the following Sunday, on the 29th, Emporia State will be hosting Rogers State before Emporia State gets into the month of February. So four games coming up, all at home after tonight's game. And hopefully Emporia State can find a way to get things turned around. There's still a lot of basketball to go. They'll reach the halfway point of the season on Saturday as far as MIAA play is concerned, with the 11th game in MIAA play. Tonight is the 10th game in conference play. Again, 22 games are played in the MIAA. Now everything really does become important for Emporia State if they have their sights set on making the MIAA tournament. Earlier this year, we were thinking NCAA tournament. Right now, it's MIAA tournament, and hopefully Emporia State can find a way to start making shots, and really that would cure a lot of the ills that Emporia State does have. 40-24 is our halftime score. Pittsburgh State with a lead. We'll be back with the second half right after this timeout. This is Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
The new year is here, and at Longmine Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longmineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longpineauto.com. Now, stay tuned for the second half.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
McKenzie Pest Control has been helping folks solve their toughest pest problem for over 50 years. The methods and techniques have changed over the years, but their commitment to quality and customer service hasn't. When you find yourself needing professional service, call McKenzie Pest Control, serving communities throughout East Central Kansas. McKenzie Pest Control. Pest free, the best it can be.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
40-24 our score as we get set for the second half. Emporia State will have the ball to start the second half. Stevie Stinchcomb, Sydney Titter, Mary Lakes, Faith Paramore, and Katie Harina will be the starting five for Emporia State. Pittsburgh State goes with Grace Pyle, Harper Schreiner, Aaron Davis, Tristan Gag, and Karina Gerber. Emporia State playing to the basket to our left as we view it here this second half. They go in the paint to Mary Lakes, backs the defense down, off the glass and scores the bucket. Mary gets her first basket of the ball game. She has a little bit of a size advantage when she goes up against Karina Gerber. Karina at 6 foot and Mary at 6'4". Here's a steal. Katie Harina at the other end. Layup is good. Had to hold your breath there for a while. It almost rolled off the rim the other way, but it rolled into the hoop, and Katie Harina with a steal and a score. And Emporia State now down by 12, 40-28. There's a 15-foot shot that's off the mark for Pittsburgh State, but the offensive rebound gets taken away from Gerber. As the Lady Hornets come into the front court, that shot was missed by Schreiner, and Emporia State with the basketball. Stevie Stinchcomb goes down low to Mary Lakes and has the ball tipped away, but it goes right out to Faith Paramore in the lane. Her layup is good. Faith Paramore gets the lay-in. That gives her 7 points, and all of a sudden, Emporia State within 10. 40-30. Nice little run to start this third quarter. Hornets on a 6-0 run. Here's a deflected pass. It's saved, though, by Pyle. Pyle trying to drive. Has it lane line. Now they work it on the left corner. 3-point shot off the mark. No good, but the rebound goes right to Schreiner. And then throws it back out to Tristan Gag. Here's a bad pass, but it's saved by Davis. Shot clock at 7. Davis shovels it off to Schreiner. Schreiner trying to drive. Spins in the lane. Gets around Mary Lakes, throws up a shot, and it gets a friendly bounce. And Harper Schreiner gets her first basket of the ball game. 42-30, Pittsburgh State. Stevie Stinchcomb across the timeline, takes it to the right side. Now Sydney Tenner at the free throw circle. It goes to Mary Lakes. Almost being double-teamed, throws it off the glass. Misses the shot badly, but she's fouled. She'll beat the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the foul will be Karina Gerber. Mary with her first basket here to start this third quarter at the free throw line, and this one is spun up there and off the back iron, no good. Second free throw coming for Mary Lakes, and this one is good for Mary. That gives her 3 points in the game. She'll lead the lineup and be replaced by Audrey Beatty. 42-31, Pittsburgh State with an 11-point lead. Emporia State off to a 6-2 start, or 7-2 start, to start this third quarter of play. Schreiner into front court, goes left side, looking to drive, heads to the baseline, now kicks it to the free throw circle to Gerber. Her shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound, won by Pittsburgh State's Grace Pyle, and Pyle forces it off the glass and scores the bucket. That gives her 13, and there are three gold jerseys around that basketball, and Pyle was the one who won the battle. Out front with it, Sydney Tenner. Swings it back left side to Stevie Stinchcomb. Stavey trying to work around a screen. Kicks it back out to Faith Paramore. Goes inside Audrey Beatty. Backs down against the defense. Scoop shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Sydney Tenner comes up with it. They get it out to Katie Harina. She launched a three. That one's a little bit off at the front end of the rim. Didn't spin the right way. Rebound to Pittsburgh State, and they'll push it up the floor, just like Coach told them what they would in practice. This is Davis. Now trying to drive with the basketball. A little stop and go by Gag. Now they kick it in the left corner for a three-point shot. That's off the mark. No good for Pittsburgh State's Davis. Down at the other end, Katie Harina's shot no good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Lady Hornets again missing a golden opportunity to cash in. Just couldn't do it. 44-31 Pittsburgh State. Shot off the mark. No good. A rebound will go out of bounds to Emporia State. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. 6:32 to play, third quarter, 44-31. Pittsburgh State with a lead by 13. Substitutions for Emporia State. Elena Hartman into the lineup. Stevie Stinchcomb, Audrey Beatty, Sydney Tenner, and Kylie Shearer on the floor right now for the Lady Hornets. Pittsburgh State brings Sydney Holmes into the lineup. Stevie Stinchcomb trying to drive right side, now backs it out to the three-point line. Now they go inside to Audrey Beatty, backing down low. Her scoop shot way off the mark as Alba Lozano was defending in the paint, and that shot just kind of a threw-it-up player type of shot. Here's a foul away from the ball. It'll be on Audrey Beatty as she tried to play catch-up defense. She gets whistled for a foul. It'll be her first personal foul. First team foul here in the third quarter on Emporia State. Free throw line jumper crawls in for Tristan Gag, and she got the friendly roll. That gives her 10 points in the game. Makes it 46-31, 15-point lead for Pittsburgh State. This is Stevie Stinchcomb. Kicks it out to Sydney Tenner. Tenner trying to work right side, and we're going to get a hand check foul called on Pittsburgh State. This will be on Aaron Davis as Sydney Tenner got a step on Davis that time, and Davis just kept her forearm on the hip, and officials going to call that one. Hornets will get the ball to play inbounds on the baseline right of the basket. They play it into Audrey Beatty. Gives it off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Stevie working right side, drives to the basket, gets to the rim, shot missing, but she's fouled. Picking up the personal foul will be Alba Lozano. Her first. This will be team foul number three on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas here in the third quarter. Substitution for Emporia State. Mary Lakes into the lineup, replacing Audrey Beatty. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Free throw no good for Stevie Stinchcomb. And the Lady Hornets haven't even been able to capitalize on their free throw attempts. Second free throw is good for Stevie. That gives her 10 points in the game. Substitution for Emporia State. Katie Harina into the lineup, replacing Sydney Tenner. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. This is Harper Schreiner across the timeline. Has it on the wing right side. Trying to work around a screen from the free throw line. She was left open, shoots it up, didn't make it. Rebound gets tipped out by Mary Lakes, but it goes right back to Schreiner. They get it to Tristan Gag, who shoots it up from the right elbow for a three-pointer. Gives her 13 points, and it's 49-32, Pittsburgh State. And Coach Toby Wynn is going to take a timeout. Comes with 5:20 to play here in the third quarter, and it's 49-32, Pittsburgh State with a lead by 17. That's the biggest deficit for Emporia State so far in this basketball game. Lady Hornets got off to a good, quick start. They were out to score the first 6 points of the quarter, but since then they've been outscored 9-2 by Pittsburgh State, who's built on their 40-24 lead. They lead it now 49-32. Hornet basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Emporia State offensively being led by Stevie Stinchcomb with 10. She's the only player in double figures. Faith Paramore with 7. Pittsburgh State being led by both Tristan Gag and Grace Pyle. They both have 13 points each. Emporia State shooting 30% from the floor, 12 of 39. They're 4 of 18 beyond the arc. Pittsburgh State, 18 of 38 from the floor, 47%, 10 of 19 beyond the arc. They're 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Emporia State just 4 of 8 from the free throw line. They could have helped themselves out with a couple more free throws. And Pittsburgh State winning the rebounding battle, 29 to 19. Already 10 rebounds for Harper Schreiner. Stevie Stinchcomb with the basketball. Swings it to Elena Hartman. They go down low, try to get it to Mary Lakes, and that pass just thrown out of her reach, and the turnover gives it right back to Pittsburgh State. That'll be turnover number 5 for Emporia State. 49-32, Pittsburgh State. 5:04 to play in the third quarter. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. Working out front, this is Schreiner. Gives it off to Gag. Gag, bounce pass in the paint. Gets it into the hands of Alba Lozano, who has the layup. She has 4 points, and it's 51-32, Emporia State trailing this one. Stevie Stinchcomb goes from right to left. Top the key, it goes to Elena Hartman. Elena trying to drive, spins in the paint. Splits a double team. Layup is good for Elena Hartman, and that's her first basket of the ball game. 51-34. Pittsburgh State, 4:24 to play in the quarter. Right side, this is Holmes. Goes to the dribble. Shovels it off to Pyle. Pyle trying to drive. Now kicks it on the wing right side. Schreiner. Schreiner underneath the basket. Pass in the paint. Tipped around. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Pittsburgh State basketball out of the media timeout. 4:08 to play, third quarter, 51-34. Pittsburgh State with a lead. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Emporia State University, you can investigate your interests, discover your dreams, and pursue your passion. With more than 200 academic programs, whatever your interest today or tomorrow, we have it. At ESU, you'll get hands-on experience that will set you apart. The sky is the limit. When you start here, you'll be ready to go anywhere. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX. Emporia.
4:07 to go. Third quarter. Pittsburgh State with a lead in the basketball. Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark. No good rebound, though, to Pittsburgh State. Grace Pyle with a rebound. Her putback is no good. And then the missed shot. Ball goes out of bounds to Emporia State. Hornets on the floor right now. Kylie Shear, Macy Smith, Mary Lakes, Elena Hartman, and Stevie Stinchcomb. Stevie with the basketball, swings it left side. Kylie Shear. Kylie gets a screen from Elena Hartman, goes from right to left, or left to right. Now on the wing right side, this is Macy Smith, drives it to the left side, goes down low to Mary Lakes in traffic, hook shot up, and bounces away, no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State's Grace Pyle. Out lets it to Schreiner. Schreiner shovels it off to Jenna Shipley. In the paint, Pyle, front 10, shot is good. Grace Pyle with 15, 53-34, 19-point deficit. Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark for Kylie Shear. Rebound to Mary Lakes off the glass and scores the bucket. Mary Lakes now with 5 points, makes it 53-36. Pittsburgh State with 3:07 to play in the quarter. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. High post, right side shot good by Sydney Holmes. Her first basket of the ball game. 55-36 Pittsburgh State. Stavy Stinchcomb gives it off to Kylie Shearer. Or, correction, make that Macy Smith. Macy swings to the left side. Kylie Shearer goes down low to Mary Lakes. She's fouled, and the shot goes down. Count the bucket. She'll get the end one. Picking up the foul will be Harper Schreiner. Mary Lakes looking for the end one. She has 7 points. Substitutions for Emporia State. Faith Paramore and Sydney Tinner back in. Elena Hartman, and here's a free throw. It bricks off the front end of the rim. No good. 55-38. Pittsburgh State with a lead by 17. 2:28 to play in the quarter. Shipley, now they go down along the baseline to Lozano. Her shot no good. Rebound to Stevie Stinchcomb for Emporia State. Feeds it up the floor. Macy Smith has it on the left side of the floor. Keeping the dribble. Gets a screen from Mary Lakes. Now out on the right wing, Faith Paramore for three. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Stevie Stinchcomb. Took it right out of the hands of Schreiner. Here's Macy Smith driving baseline. Has her path cut off by Grace Pyle. Now it gets to Mary Lakes. To Stevie Stinchcomb. Going to the basket. Gets knocked to the floor. Banged her elbow on the floor. And she gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul will be Harper Schreiner. That's her second. Team foul number 5. On Pittsburgh State, and 2 free throws coming for Stevie Stinchcomb, who is just 2 for 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. First free throw for Stevie is up and good. Gives her 11 points. She'll get a second free throw here. Stevie's second free throw. This one's good as well. 12 points for Stevie Stinchcomb. Substitution for Emporia State. Elena Hartman into the lineup as she replaces Macy Smith. 55-40, 15-point Pittsburgh State lead. Out front with a basketball. This is Davis. Swings it back left side to Shipley. Now in the deep left corner, it goes to Pyle. Pyle free throw circle to Holmes. Feeds it off along the baseline to Karina Gerber. Or correction, make that Holmes makes the basket. Here's Elena Hartman down the lane, gets her shot blocked. It's saved by Pittsburgh State. Elena was hunting the foul call, but nothing going. Here's a pass that gets deflected by Stevie Stinchcomb. Substitution for Emporia State is Elizabeth Milligan in for Elena Hartman. 57-40, 17-point Pittsburgh State lead. Free throw circle pile to Holmes from 15 feet away. She knocks it in. 4 points for Sydney Holmes, the sophomore out of Mays High School. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Sydney Tinner way out on the wing left side. Tries to drive with it. Free throw circle. She'll shoot it up and in. Sydney Tinner makes her second basket. She made a three-pointer in the first quarter, and now she has 5 points in the ball game. Makes it 59-42. Emporia State trailing by 17. They've trailed by as many as 19. Way out front with the basketball. That's now Shipley. In between the double circles, dribbles it once. Now free throw circle. It goes to Holmes. Here's a long three by Pyle. Rebound or shot no good. Rebound, though, goes to Pittsburgh State. Great hustle by Shipley. Here's another three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out by Sydney Tinner. And Elizabeth Mulligan comes up with the basketball. Across the timeline, Stevie Stinchcomb for three. It's off the mark, no good. And we are at the end of the third quarter of play. 10 minutes left to go on this one. Pittsburgh State leads it 59-42 over the Emporia State Lady Hornets. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
59-42 our score as we go to the fourth quarter. Pittsburgh State will have the ball. In that third quarter, Emporia State gets outscored 19-18. Just couldn't make up enough ground. A little better offensively, but just couldn't get enough stops. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. They get it down low to Karina Gerber as they move the ball around the zone, and Gerber gets the lay-in. She has 11. Hornets with the basketball. This is Faith Paramore. Just behind the three-point stripe, her shot gets blocked, but it goes right to Sydney Tenner. So Emporia State keeps the basketball. Sydney steps back for a three out the back iron, no good. And we're going to get a foul on the battle for the rebound. It's going to be on Emporia State. And they're going to call this one on Audrey Beatty. She was going for the rebound, but just couldn't tip it out to one of her teammates and got caught up in the arms of one of the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. 61-42, Pittsburgh State with a lead by 19. Pittsburgh being very patient out front. This is Emma Martin, a sophomore out of Mountain Home, Arkansas, now on the floor. Feeding the free throw circle, goes to Gerber. They get it, and Gerber drives it right to the basket and scores it. 13 points for Gerber. She, along with Tristan Gag with 13, Grace Pyle with 15. Elizabeth Mulligan shoots a three, gets partially deflected, and Pittsburgh State comes up with a basketball. 8:42 to play in the game. Here's a three at the other end that's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Stevie Stinchka. Missing the three was Gag. And Emporia State with the basketball, looking to cut into this 21-point deficit. They trail at 63-42. This is Mulligan. Gives it off to Tidner. Bounce pass to Faith Paramore for a three. It's off the mark. No good. And battle for the rebound. And a foul's going to be called on Pittsburgh State. Picking up the personal foul will be Jenna Shipley, her first. Team first here in the fourth quarter. Emporia State sends in Mary Lakes and Katie Harina. Setting down will be Elizabeth Milligan along with Audrey Beatty. Emporia State will play down the baseline right of the basket. They play it into Stevie Stinchcomb, whose three-point shot's off the mark. No good. And the rebound to Grace Pyle. Gets it up the floor to Schreiner. Schreiner dishes it on the right side to Shipley. Back out front to Schreiner. Back to Shipley. Now they go down low to Gerber. Working against Mary Lakes. Now a little feed in the paint to Grace Pyle, who is cutting the baseline. She gets the easy lay-in. She has 17, and it's 65-42 Pittsburgh State. Faith Paramore launches a three off the glass and hits it. A Haircrafters three for Emporia State's Faith Paramore. That gives her 10 points, and Emporia State will use their timeout here. Comes with 7:45 to play in the game, and Emporia State trailing 65-45. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
65-45, Pittsburgh State with the lead and the basketball. 7:42 to play in the ball game. Working with it, Shipley. Lane line left, shot good for Emma Martin as she gets fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the line with the end one opportunity. Sydney Tenner gets whistled for the foul. That's her first team foul, number two on Emporia State here in the fourth quarter. The free throw rims out, no good. Faith Paramore with a rebound. Up court to Davie Stinchcomb. Gives it back to Faith Paramore. Tries to drive with the basketball. Good defense by Shipley. Gets it along the lane line. In traffic against the paint. Shot up, no good. Off the back iron. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. There to grab the rebound, Grace Pyle. Now they work it down at the other end. Again, shot over everything by Emma Martin. And the rebound, though, goes to Shipley for Pittsburgh State. And now a steal. Stevie Stinchcomb takes it away from Grace Pyle. And Stevie will push it into front court, down the lane, to the rim. Puts up a shot. It's missing badly, but she gets fouled. And she'll be at the line to shoot a pair. And picking up the personal foul will be Emma Martin. And Stevie Stinchcomb steps to the free throw line, makes the first free throw. That gives her 13 points. She'll get a second free throw here. 6:57 to play in the game. And the second free throw is also good. That gives her 14 points. That ties her season high. She had 14 points against Washburn. And the victory for the Lady Hornets over the Ichabods back in December, on December the 3rd. 67-47, 20-point lead for the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. This is Schreiner. Kicks it to Shipley, left side, dribbles it a couple times. Free throw circle, tries to back down against the defense, kicks it in the corner. Now they go down low. Pass in the lane goes to Savannah Campbell. Almost has the ball stripped, and we're going to get a violation on Pittsburgh State. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Stevie Stinchcomb into front court, gives it off Sydney Tenner out front. Back on the right side, Stinchcomb in the corner. It goes to Faith Paramore, skips it across the floor. Kylie Shear for a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped around, and Pittsburgh State comes up with it. They lob it up the floor to Martin. Martin dishes it off in the paint. They get it off to Savannah Campbell, who gets the easy lay-in. That was a three-on-one break for Pittsburgh State, as Emporia State couldn't get back quick enough defensively. 69-47, and it's a 22-point lead. Top the key, three out the back iron. No good for Stevie Stinchcomb. One and done as the out defensive rebound belongs to Savannah Campbell, a 6'2 freshman out of Rolla, Missouri. Here's Emma Martin for a shot. It's no good. Rebound tipped around and coming up with it, Faith Paramore. She'll push the ball up the floor. Takes it in the paint. Feeds off to Kylie Shear, who blows the layup. Rebound Sydney Tenner. Her put-back attempt is stripped out of her hands. And then a foul's going to be called on Emporia State's Faith Paramore as she bumps a Pittsburgh State out of player out of bounds across the way. First personal foul on Faith. Third team foul on Emporia State here in the fourth quarter. Christina Walsh, the 6'1 sophomore out of Smithfield, Missouri, into the lineup for Emporia State, replacing Mary Lakes. Pass in the paint, knocked away by Christina Walsh, picked up by Stevie Stinchcomb. She doesn't have the numbers. Swings it to Faith Paramore, left wing three. That one way off the mark. Offensive rebound, though, goes to Sydney Tenner. She'll take it out to the right wing. Crossover move, takes it in the paint. Bounce pass out to Paramore, top the key. Christina Walsh, she throws up an air ball. Ball goes to Pittsburgh State with 4:59 to play here in the bowl game. What a basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Macy Smith into the lineup for Emporia State along with Elizabeth Milligan. Milligan, a 5'10 freshman from McAllister, Oklahoma. Macy Smith, a 5'5 sophomore from Olpe. Free throw circle. Jumper rims out, no good for Sydney Holmes of the rebound Emporia State. Macy Smith across the timeline with the basketball, almost lost the dribble, able to regain control of it. Takes it from right to left in the corner. It goes to Milligan for a three. It hits the side of the rim, no good. And the rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. 69-47, Pittsburgh State at the other end. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Emporia State's Macy Smith. And for Macy, that is her first. Team foul number four on Emporia State. And stepping to the free throw line for Pittsburgh State will be Harper Schreiner. Makes the first free throw. That gives her 3 points in the ball game. Makes it a 70-47 Pittsburgh State lead. Second free throw also good for Schreiner. If you're just joining us, just a quick catch you up. Emporia State playing without Treasure Job and Victoria Price tonight. Treasure out after testing positive for COVID, and Victoria Price out after an ankle injury, and they've missed them. Here's a three from the deep right corner that's good for our Elizabeth Milligan. Milligan knocks down a Hair Crafters three. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your hair cutted. Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Here's a basket at the other end. Good for Pittsburgh State. Makes it 73-50. Pittsburgh State with a lead. This is Macy Smith with the ball. Free throw circle. Backs it up to the three-point stripe. Gets it down low. Christina Walsh. Her layup is good. Christina Walsh with a nice move in the lane. Able to get the shot to go down. Her first basket of the ball game. Makes it 73-52. Pittsburgh State at the other end. Down to 3:12 to play. Backdoor feed. That goes to Lozano. Now they work at left side. Three-point shot by Shipley is good. Jenna Shipley knocks down a three-pointer. Makes it 76-52, Pittsburgh State. Hornets in the front court. This is Kylie Shear. Dribbles it out front. Swings it in the deep right corner, a little bit too high for the 5'5 Macy Smith, and the turnover gives her right back to Pittsburgh State. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. 76-52 Pittsburgh State. A 24-point lead, that's their biggest of the ball game. Here's a ball, it gets... it looked like it goes off the foot of an Emporia State player, but the officials say no, it was off a Pittsburgh State player. So Emporia State will get the basketball. Elizabeth Milligan, along with Stevie Stinchcomb, Kylie Shear, Macy Smith, and Christina Walsh on the floor for Emporia State. Macy Smith, deep right three, out the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. There to corral it for the Gorillas was Emma Martin. Pittsburgh State working against. And then Macy Smith reaches in to deflect the ball. We're going to get a jump ball in alternate possession. We'll end up in Emporia State's hands as Macy Smith and Stevie Stinchcomb team up to get the jump ball. Comes with 2:11 to play in the game. Stevie Stinchcomb. Career high, or tying a career high, 14 points with a basketball in the lane. puts up the shot, missed it, but she draws contact. She'll be at the line to shoot free throws. Picking up the personal foul for Pittsburgh State will be Harper Schreiner. That is her third team foul here in the fourth quarter on Pittsburgh State. And Stevie Stinchcomb at the free throw line knocks down the first free throw. Gets her 15 points, new career high for her. Faith Paramore with 10 points, the only two players in double figures. Second free throw also good for Stevie Stinchcomb. That gives her 16 points. 76-54, Pittsburgh State. This game was tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter. Emporia State, though, gets outscored 23-7 in the second quarter. Never did recover. Pittsburgh State at the other end gets an easy lay-in for Savannah Campbell. Here's top the key three by Elizabeth Milligan. Knocks down another Hare Crafters three, her second. That makes it 78-57, Pittsburgh State, up by 21. Here's a feed down low to Campbell. Tries to give it off to Schreiner, and Schreiner gets fouled as she goes up with a shot. She'll get two free throws to shoot. Kylie Shear gets whistled for the personal foul. That is her first. Going to the free throw line will be Harper Schreiner, who's 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. Pittsburgh State, 5 of 6 from the line overall. First free throw is good by Harper Schreiner. That gives her 5 points in the game. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Second free throw also good for Harper Schreiner. That gives her 6. Makes it 80-57 Emporia State. Macy Smith for 3. Shot no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. There to corral at Sydney Holmes, and the Gorillas will come back the other way. Schreiner shovels it off to Shipley. Shipley working left side, top the free throw circle to Emma Martin. Pass gets deflected. Steal for Stevie Stinchcomb. She'll race it down at the other end, and the scoop layup is good for Stevie Stinchcomb as she has 18 points. That's a new career high for her. As we mentioned already, her previous high was 14 points against Washburn. 80-59. Pittsburgh State with a lead. Deep left corner, Schreiner for 3. No good. Rebound goes to Christina Wall. She tried to outlet it. Gets taken away by Schreiner, who feeds it down low to Campbell, who gets an easy layup. In the front court for Emporia State, Stevie Stinchcomb gives it off to Milligan, who's knocked down a couple of threes here in this second half. Down to 26 seconds to play. 82-59 the score. Pittsburgh State on top. This is Macy Smith trying to work around a screen being set by Christina Walsh. Here's a three that gets partially blocked, but it goes right to Christina Walsh. She'll take it down low and hooks it up and in over Campbell. And Christina Walsh with 4, and Pittsburgh State can run out the clock. Our final score tonight will be Pittsburgh State 82, Emporia State 61. As the clock goes triple zeros here at John Lance Arena. 82-61, the final score. Pittsburgh State with a victory over Emporia State. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers right after this timeout. You're listening to Hoda Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking for space or wanting to relocate? The Flint Hills Mall may have the spot you're looking for. Available spaces range from 600 to over 12,000 square feet. If you're interested in more information, call the mall office at 342-4631 or visit us at flinthillsmall.com. Discover the difference at the Flint Hills Mall.
The new year is here, and at Longmont Auto Plaza, we have some great ways to start your new year in a new Chevrolet, like 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or 1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months, or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars, too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today, or visit us online at longmontauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX, Emporia.
82-61, the final score. Pittsburgh State with a victory over the Emporia State Lady Hornets tonight. Again, Emporia State playing without Treasure Jobe, out with COVID, and without Victoria Price, out with an ankle injury. And Emporia State just did not have much to overcome those two losses, the two leading scorers. Good night for Stevie Stinchcom, 18 points, and Faith Paramore at 10 points, the only players in double figures. But again, the shooting woes continue to haunt the Lady Hornets tonight. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first, for Pittsburgh State, three players in double figures, led by Grace Pyle, who had a double-double, 17 points and 11 rebounds. 13 points each for Karina Gerber and Tristan Gag. 9 points for Aaron Davis. 6 points for Harper Schreiner, Sydney Holmes, Jenna Shipley. 4 points for Alba Alonzo. 6 points also for Savannah Campbell. 2 points for Emma Martin, as every player who played for Pittsburgh State scored in tonight's game. For Emporia State, Stevie Stinchcom leads the way. Career high 18 points for her. 10 points for Faith Paramore. 7 points for Mary Lakes. 6 each for Kylie Shearer and Elizabeth Milligan. 5 points for Sydney Tinner. 4 points for Christina Walsh. 2 points for Elena Hartman and Katie Harina. 1 point for Andre Beatty, and Macy Smith played but did not score. Looking at the team numbers, and this Aaron Lye tells the story for this basketball game. Pittsburgh State, 32 of 63 from the floor, 50%. 11 of 25 beyond the arc, 44%. 7 of 8 at the free throw line for 87%. Emporia State, just 22 of 70 from the floor, 31%. 7 of 36 from the three-point stripe for 19%. 10 of 15 from the free throw line for 66%. Pittsburgh State rebounds Emporia State 47 to 34. They had 14 offensive boards, 33 defensive boards, two players with double-figure rebounds. Harper Schreiner, the point guard, with 13 rebounds, 11 rebounds for Grace Pyle. Emporia State's leading rebounder was Sydney Tinner with 7, 5 for Faith Paramore. Emporia State turned the ball over 7 times. They had 7 steals. Pittsburgh State turned the ball over 14 times. They had 2 steals, 6 blocks. They did have 21 assists, 8 of them belonging to Harper Schreiner. So Harper had 8 assists, 6 points to go along with 13 rebounds. Nice night for the freshman guard. Looking at the numbers inside the numbers, Emporia State outscores Pittsburgh State 22-7. Off of turnovers, but in the paint, Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State 38-24. Second chance opportunities, Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State 16-10. Fast break opportunities, Emporia State outscores Pittsburgh State 7-4. And off the bench, Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State 24-19. The game was tied at 17 at the end of the first quarter. Looking pretty good for Emporia State, but that didn't last, as Pittsburgh State would outscore Emporia State 23-7 in the second quarter, and Emporia State could never catch up as they trailed at halftime 40-24. They played close in the third quarter, being outscored 19-18 by Pittsburgh State, and the Gorillas had a 59-42 lead going to the fourth quarter, and Emporia State gets outscored 23-19 in that fourth quarter, and the Gorillas win it 82-61. Emporia State did lead for 43 seconds in the game. That came in the first quarter, a two-point lead for Emporia State, as there were 2 lead changes and 2 ties. Biggest deficit for Emporia State was by 24 points. With the loss, the Emporia State Lady Hornets are now 9-7 on the season. They are 4-6 in the MIAA. Pittsburgh State now 12-4 on the season. They are 7-3 in the MIAA. And our final score tonight, Pittsburgh State wins it 82-61 over the Emporia State Lady Hornets. Our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. When we come back, we'll visit with Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty as the Emporia State men get set to take on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Our final score on the women's side, Pittsburgh State 82, Emporia State 61. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Farming or ranching isn't just your livelihood, it's your life. No one understands that better than Farm Bureau Financial Services. We offer comprehensive coverage that protects your farm and ranch.